It's Tuesday, the 18th of January, and it's time to get your grin on with the Grincast, here to discuss the world of gaming from the past week. My host Ace, and joining me is Gozagoz.
Hi, hello.
And that's it, because everyone else sucks. No, they all have other things going on that could not make it. Also, they suck. So we'll get right into what's everyone, i.e. you, Goz, was, what you've been playing this past week.
Oh, shit, I didn't really... I played a lot of Zombie Army 4, like, on my own. I actually quite enjoyed it, playing this game solo. I think it's the first game of the kind of games, the horde shooter games, that I managed to play on my own and really enjoy. Well, there was Vermintide 2, but you still have bots in there in Zombie Army 4. It's, you can play on your own without bots, and the game is balanced for single-player experience. And yeah, I enjoyed that quite a bit. Like, it's really, really solid gameplay. A bunch of mechanics to take... to use even when you're playing on your own, and level design is really, really good. It's set in Eastern Europe? No, not Eastern Europe, it's in Italy, mainly. So it's Italy during World War II time, because it's not World War II, it's a zombie war. There was World War II before the zombies came. So yeah, and it the game in general, played it on my own, reminded me a lot of like Resident Evil 4, Resident Evil 5, because the gameplay has a similar pace, really. Zombies aren't, they are the slow zombies. They are the slow wailing. Inaccurate zombies, that there's a lot of them and they're not very effective on their own. So
right,
it's like Resident Evil 4 or 5, whatever it was before. Not
three.
Like Left 4 Dead.
three
was before 4. And yeah, there's a like a cool, what made me think of Resident Evil 4 is that you have limited ammo in general, and yeah, you can save up by using your melee moves to like crowd control a bunch of zombies, or just kill them, take them down. And yeah, it just feels slow and methodical, take down zombies that way, rather than just frantic shooting everywhere you hear a sound, like in Back 4 Blood, for example.
Right.
Sorry, that went for a really long time. That description of the game. No, it's really good. It's really good, I think.
Well, it's must be good if you've played a lot of it.
Yeah, cleared the whole thing on hard difficulty. Not the DLC maps, DLC levels. But yeah. The spoiler for the final thing, Army of Hitlers.
Oh, goodness. No.
What?
One Hitler's too many Hitlers. There's this Superman comic. He's in the far future, and the Earth is a wasteland, and he comes across a clone of Hitler who is working with another clone of Hitler to do evil stuff.
I watched an anime not about Hitler himself, but Hitler appears. Well, he doesn't really appear. They find characters. It happens basically in a fantasy world with characters from our world who got transported over there after they died. They usually use characters that died under mysterious circumstances or just vanished and their bodies were never found, or it can be a bit doubtful whether that was really them that were killed. And right. The main characters find a country that is really xenophobic towards elves. And it turns out that in the past, Hitler was transported to this reality and he became the leader of the country.
Oh my goodness.
And they call him like the father or something. Like he's almost a mythical figure because the country was like really shitty before he came around, like poverty and stuff. And he turned it around, but he also made them xenophobic towards other races.
I mean, that's technically what he did to Germany, because post-World War I, they were kind of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, well, myself playing games. if you want to hear us talk about anime, that's a totally different podcast. Elite Dangerous. Recently, because they had a community goal where you had to deliver certain types of cargo to a specific space station, and you had delivering certain amounts put you into, like, you started off at the top 100%, and then top 75%, top 50%, top 25%, top 10%, and the rest. And when I logged off before the event ended, I was in the top 75%. I logged on the day after and I missed the top 75% by 100 cargo. If I'd done one more ship of 160, whatever my cargo was, I'd have
in those goals just a few times, and I can't really remember details, but I hear a lot of complaints about them, that you need to be basically the first one with the most free time will get the best rewards.
Yeah,
definitely. They should find a workaround for this. Like, well, time spent should still count, I think, but like there should be some way in which you can play smarter and like get rewarded for this.
Well, there was all of the stations, for those of you who've never played it, all of the stations, anyone can visit them and take it, like you will pull from the same resource. Like if I go to a station and Gauze goes to the same station, there's three of this item left and I buy three, then Gauze can get zero. Even if we're there at the same time, they might restock on a certain day or whatever. But I found a station that's took me literally, it was one jump away, one star system away, but it took me 6 minutes traveling in faster than light drive or whatever it is, frame shift drive. There's the other thing, and I'm blanking on what it's called.
Super Cruise,
thank you. So you have to spend 5 minutes in Super Cruise, 6 minutes in Super Cruise, going in a straight line from the star to reach this station, because it was the closest station to this, the community goal that had lots and lots of one of the items that you needed. And I made many trips to that. I was at it for literally hours. And as I said, missed it by 100. because there's now that they've got fleet carriers in the game now, people are just jumping massive distances and then loading up from the local areas and then jumping back once the drive cooldowns run its course. And then, two jumps and now you've done 10,000 cargo.
Right. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. But no, I guess you can own a fleet carrier on your own, because people can make a lot of money.
Because I tweeted about that I was doing this event, some random person on Twitter replied to me saying, "Oh, I've got a fleet carrier and I've got a certain amount of this item. Come get it if you're in the area." So flew over, and it was like 100 credits, whereas other places it's like 4,000 credits for one. But he only had enough for me to make one trip. But yeah, it's a way for people to make money, because people can buy from you. Because it's like 5 billion credits to buy the thing, and then you've got to pay monthly upkeep in in-game credits.
Right.
But you know what is a one-off purchase? Troy Baker's voice.
Oh my god.
Because there's this NFT company, Voiceverse NFT, that have announced, well, alongside Troy Baker, the voice actor of so many games, I couldn't list them all in 4 hours. They've started to do... Basically, you buy the rights to a particular voice performed by a voice actor, and you buy it as an NFT, so you have the rights to use this voice in any of your projects, and it is it's AI powered. So, like, you type into a web browser, and then this voice that you've bought will say whatever you've typed, and you can use it in whatever project you want. It's kind of like Cameo, but it is burning the planet because it's NFTs. Of course, Troy Baker's initial tweet it literally said, you can either hate or you can create. Basically calling people out, saying, you can hate me for doing this, or you can create using my voice and pay me for it. It's like, you're picking fights where you didn't have to. People were going to be angry about you for supporting NFTs anyway, and now you're literally insulting people.
Yeah, whatever. Like, if he found that it's a good way to make money, then whatever, do it. But, like, you don't need to comment and fight people about it. Just do something shitty and don't apologize for it. Don't try to excuse it.
He has later apologized it, saying that the hate create part may have been a bit antagonistic. Yeah. But that's not the only reason we're talking about Voiceverse NFT, because they tweeted out a video of a cat that that proudly proclaims in quote unquote its own voice that it's voiced by this AI powered NFT, and there's this website called 15.ai, that's 15.ai, that they stole the voice from. So they didn't even pay for this voice that they say that they're using to tell people to pay for voices. I've had a look at 15.ai, and it's actually quite interesting. There's a selection of various characters from video games or Doctor Who. There's a character from Persona 4. And basically, you type something in, click the button, and it'll produce the voice lines. And you can use it in any free projects, according to the website. But clearly not for when you're trying to convince people, this is our technology, please pay us for our technology.
That seems like a really dumb slip up.
Yeah, they even tried to get around it by they pitched up the voice so that it wouldn't sound as recognizable, but it was Rainbow Dash from My Little Pony, which is one of the voices on 15.ai, just pitched slightly differently so they wouldn't get caught. Voiceverse NFT tweeted a apology. It was an apology. It wasn't a sorry you got mad. They said, we are extremely sorry about this. The voice was indeed taken from your platform, which our marketing team used without giving proper credit. Chubbyverse team has no knowledge of this. It has no knowledge of us. We will make sure this never happens again. And the person quote retweeted them, telling them to go F themselves. So I take it you're not going to buy a Troy Baker voice for use in any of your commercial projects?
I mean, if it meant that he can't use it, then I would. But like, seems like a kind of a shitty deal for how they are marketing it.
Well, an NFT, as most people know it, is a receipt. Basically, you pay for the privilege of saying, I paid for this thing. And then it could be an image, or in this case, a voice. But generally, it doesn't mean you have exclusive use of that image or presumably voice. It just means you have the right to say, this is my copy of it. Here is the receipt. You can see my copy of it, unless that website goes down.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of my friends bought some Tesla coils, and then he was telling people, "I know I own 3 Teslas." I mean, he was. Just not the cars, like they thought. But they didn't need to ask. It was actually the cars.
Well, at least he didn't own 3 people with the last name Tesla. That would have been awkward.
I own Nikola Tesla and his dad and his dog, who's also called Tesla.
Is that a fact? I don't actually know.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
It sounds like it could be true.
Raffer's Tesla? What's the name for a dog? Scooby-Doo Tesla?
That was terrible. Something else that's terrible. Kingdom Hearts has been announced as coming out on the Switch, but it's going to be cloud versions of all 10 games as part of the HD 1.5 and 2.5 and 2.8 and 3 versions.
I'm already confused.
It's Kingdom Hearts is just complicated all over, but short version is you can get all 10 games, because some of them are only you watch a cutscene that explains what happened in the game. You can get all of the games as part of Kingdom Hearts Integrum Masterpiece for Cloud, which is going to cost $90. Square Enix seems to be really leaning into the cloud thing, because Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy was also in the cloud, a cloud version for the Switch. Presumably they saw how easy it was to put that on the cloud and thought, ha, we can make a quick buck with all of these Kingdom Hearts games. But the problem with cloud versions is one day they're going to stop supporting them. Because even if they never stop supporting these games, Nintendo's going to stop supporting the Switch at some point.
Right.
Which is going to cause issues, surely. If you can't, because you need a stable internet connection to play these games. You can't. It's not a case of download the one you're playing when you're playing it. You need, if you've used the Xbox Cloud Gaming or PlayStation Now, it's exactly like that. You need to be connected to the internet to be able to play it. You lose internet connection, you stop playing because the game closes.
Yeah, I mean, it's still in many areas, internets are shitty, so like it doesn't seem like we're gonna have a really good internet globally soon. So something like that seems. It seems too early for something like that. I mean, even in areas that have good internet, it's not always stable. Like, yeah. It can go down really easily, relatively easily. I mean, in my... I live in one of bigger cities in Scotland. Not one of the biggest, but it's a city, not a village. And a lot of the areas, I was told by my friend who worked in that area in broadband and whatnot. He told me that a lot of the internet is on copper wires.
Yeah, most of the UK is still on copper wires.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's the UK, and we still aren't that good on internet. Like, wait, 20, 50 years. And then try to do something like that. Mess with the cloud. Maybe then we'll have internet in our veins and whatnot. I mean, literally in our veins. I'm not thinking metaphorically.
Well, you never know. This might be these Kingdom Hearts cloud games might be the push that the government needs to make to upgrade from the copper wires.
Yeah, I think Boris Johnson is a great fan of Kingdom Hearts.
Prime Minister Alex Boris DeFifel Johnson, yes. Sorry, Alexander, not Alex. In these Kingdom Hearts games, the Integrum Masterpiece, you get Kingdom Hearts Final Mix, Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories, Kingdom Hearts 358 and a half days as cinematics, Kingdom Hearts 2 Final Mix, Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep Final Mix, Kingdom Hearts Recoded Cinematics, Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance HD, Kingdom Hearts 0.2 Birth by Sleep A Fragmentary Passage, Kingdom Hearts Key, it's that weird X thing, back cover movie, and Kingdom Hearts 3 plus Remind, the DLC, which didn't help improve the game, apparently.
That was very impressive.
That you managed
to read it all.
Thank you. That's a lot of Kingdom Hearts. But again, is it worth 90? Yeah, are you going to get $90 or the equivalent of pounds worth of enjoyment out of it before it crashes because you lost the internet?
Well, if I'm a Kingdom Hearts fan, then I might.
Well, if you're a Kingdom Hearts fan, you've probably already played it on Xbox, PlayStation 4, or PC.
Yeah, but it seems like you either don't care for Kingdom Hearts, or you're like a fanatic. That's how it seems to me.
Yeah, sometimes it can seem that way, but I played the first couple of games and some of the others, but not the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, question mark. Might play at some point.
I heard Donald Duck is in it.
He is, yeah. He's in a couple of the games.
Yeah, and he tells you that it's a good spot to find ingredients.
Well, Microsoft certainly found some good ingredients, because they've announced that they are acquiring Activision Blizzard. The news dropped earlier today that they plan on spending $68.7 billion to acquire Activision Blizzard and, as a result, King, which Activision Blizzard bought a couple of years ago. And that also includes all of their IPs, of course, as well as Major League Gaming, their esports wing. Something that we've talked about several times on this very podcast is about Activision Blizzard's problematic nature, their frat boy culture, and just generally being shit. And most of that is held up by the problematic CEO Bobby Kotick, who is going to remain in his position, according to the press release, until at least the acquisition completes in fiscal year 2023. Maybe he'll continue on, maybe he won't. It may have been decided on their end, but it's certainly not been announced. They did announce that Activision Blizzard titles are going to be launching into Game Pass, much like what happened when Microsoft acquired Bethesda last March. So we got some Fallouts and Dooms, etc. into Game Pass. So maybe I'll finally get around to playing a Call of Duty. Or maybe I'll cancel Game Pass because I don't want Activision Blizzard and their problematic upper management to get money.
Maybe they won't. Maybe they won't get money. Maybe they'll be like slaves.
If there was an option to say, right, my Game Pass subscription goes towards all of Microsoft's companies except for Activision Blizzard.
Make a petition. Change.org. Everyone sign it.
Everyone will sign it and it'll do all the things that Change.org petitions do.
Yeah, I mean, they're called Change. So clearly there's a change, at least one, in the title.
Microsoft also, as part of this, announced that there are 25 million subscribers on Game Pass, so that's where all of this 68.7 billion is coming from.
I wonder if it will drop. It might. And then they will say, oh shit, Tencent, come buy Activision Blizzard from us.
We're
going to sell it cheap.
They're going to offer as many Activision Blizzard games as we can within Xbox Game Pass and PC Game Pass, both new titles and games from Activision Blizzard's incredible catalog. As many as we can. Is that because he's worried that they don't own the rights to the games that they've just bought? or do they just mean we can't be bothered putting in the resources to update these older titles?
I mean, Blizzard was doing that recently on their own, like remaking, remastering their games, right?
Yeah, Quake most recently, wasn't it?
Quake?
Yeah, they redid Quake, gave it a graphical improvement.
I remember that Warcraft 3 was a disaster, and Diablo 2 also was a disaster. Or is a disaster still, because it's liking to be online, to use the marketplace and whatnot.
Goodness.
I see a lot of complaints about that one.
Well, also in the press release there, they talked about Activision Blizzard has 400 million monthly active players, which is... which Microsoft are clearly hoping means that there's going to be 425 million Game Pass subscribers. Because you got to imagine that anyone who's like their main title is World of Warcraft isn't going to be paying Game Pass as well, because, I mean, like a this fictional person's main game is already their monthly outgoing.
Maybe you just have to pay for the Game Pass and you'll be able to play WoW.
Now, that's what I'm seeing a lot of people saying they hope is going to happen. Like the World of Warcraft subscription is... merged into Game Pass, but they're probably going to bring up a second Game Pass, which has it, and it's going to be a nominal amount more. I hope so, because like I just said, I don't want to be giving Activision Blizzard money indirectly. I certainly don't want to be giving it to them directly for a subscription to a game I've never played.
Yeah, make it like it would seem a good idea to make it like a configurable thing. Like, I want Game Pass with games from this company, from Bethesda or from Activision, and just tick boxes and the price changes. But they're probably not gonna do that because it's sensible.
Well, they've only just recently streamlined it from the Xbox Gold subscription and Game Pass and merged them into one thing. Hopefully this doesn't mean that Game Pass's subscription price is going to increase.
Don't you need a launcher for Blizzard games? Like Origin, like Uplay kind of thing. Don't they have one of those?
Yes, they actually do. If you play an Activision Blizzard game, you need the separate launcher. I know this because I bought Destiny 2 off of it when it was on a Humble Bundle for £9 while they were still part of Activision, and I needed an Activision launcher to launch Destiny 2. And then Bungie left... or split up, or whatever they did, and I could finally get rid of that damn thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's already annoying on Steam when you buy a UB or EA game, and you start a game, and it launches another thing, and then it launches the game. Like, do you want to have that on Game Pass too? Also, there's like two Xbox app that I have currently on my PC that I need to play a Game Pass game. Like two separate Xbox apps. I don't know why. They seem to be the same thing, but they look different.
I know there's one that I need to open up to if I want to get any gameplay clips or screenshots that I've taken on the Xbox. But when every time I open it up, it says, oh, we've got this new app that you should use. And it's like, yeah, but the new app doesn't have access to my screenshots and my videos.
Yeah, they forced me to get an app because I wanted to play Sea of Thieves with people. Like, what? I used to use the old app for that. Why do I need the new one? And now it's like, you're going to launch your Xbox app, your other Xbox app, and then your Blizzard app. And on which one do you look at your friend list to invite people? On which of the three? I don't know.
On the friends list app.
There will be another one? I mean, I didn't want to buy another monitor, but I may have to. Because I don't know what's happening on my desktop now. Why are you doing to me? Why are you doing this to me, Microsoft? Blizzard? You play Ubisoft?
You should get a third-party launcher, and then you can click on your Ubisoft games, so it'll load up Steam, and then load up UA, and then load the game.
Yeah, why? I heard there's something like that, and like, why would you do that? It's already confusing enough. Just, I don't know, bomb the Ubisoft headquarters with DDoS or whatever. The thing that you send over internet viruses. I don't know.
You want to bombard them with a DDoS attack?
Yeah. I mean, those aren't good either, but whatever. Do it. I don't want launchers.
Well, the what was the hacking group? Lizard something? Lizard Squad? They're the ones who took down Microsoft and Sony on Christmas Day a couple of years ago.
Blizzard Squad?
No, Lizard, not Blizzard.
I know, I heard it, but...
Although...
Nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah, you can't go on your Xbox, you can't go on your PlayStation, so go to your World of Warcraft again.
Get a subscription.
Yeah.
Make a new elf character.
It's confirmed Lizard Squad was run by Blizzard.
Is it?
Yep. Yeah, we've just uncovered the conspiracy.
Oh, shit. Was it the Bobby guy?
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me.
Was he personally one of the grunts sending the viruses over email?
Yes, problematic CEO Bobby Kotick was the main person.
I'm simplifying the process of hacking, sending viruses over email. That's how hacking works.
I mean, is it not?
It's like I'm checking email every day and I'm like covered in sweat because I don't know which emails I can open.
LinkedIn. Do I have a LinkedIn account? Does it have an attachment?
Oh my god, did Blizzard sent me an email. Did I ever have a Blizzard account? Oh my god. Oh my god, what if I get a Bill Cosby virus?
Okay. I think we've reached the end of our podcast. Thank you for joining me, Gus.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Greencast, and better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGreen.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Pals Anime Lounge podcast. And until next time, game on.